Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg en Polokwane 28, Pretoria 29, Rustenburg en Mbombela 30 grade. Inflasie het vir die eerste keer in 4 maande tot hoër as 3% gestyg tot 3,2% in Januarie. Dit is die derde agtereenvolgende stygings. Dit kom nadat inflasie in Oktober 2,8% bereik het. Die verbruikersprysindeks het in Januarie met 0,3% maand tot maand gestyg. Die saak teen 'n polisiebeampte wat daarvan beskuldig word dat hy sy Gautengse meisie vermoor het, is in die Protea Landdroshof uitgestel. Die 22-jarige Chesney Kiplis in Desember deur die kombuisvenster van haar huis in Eldorado Park doodgeskiet. Masachaba Sifularo berig.
Mandla Buthelezi was scheduled to make a virtual court appearance, but this was scuppered by the ongoing power outage at the court. Community members came out in support of the deceased family and said they were disappointed at the turn of events. Here's Chesney Kepler's father, Trevor.
I was disappointed that he has to appear on a TV whilst my daughter is no longer. And we're going to have that pain for the rest of our lives. I'm really disappointed with our justice system.
The matter has been postponed to the 27th of next month. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacka FM News at the Protea Magistrate Court.
Herinnering Eskom met beerkrag vroeg vanoggend opgeskort. Die kragreis sê die stelsel is nou weer stabiel. Eskom woordvoerder Daphne Mokoena.
Ongoing planned maintenance stands at 6,660 megawatts in alignment with our summer period maintenance strategy. This increased level of maintenance is necessary to prepare for winter to further improve reliability and meet license and regulatory requirements.
President Ramaphosa sê die G20 moet leierskap toon en die ongelykhede in die wêreldekonomie aanpak. Hy het vandag die eerste vergadering vir G20 ministers van finansies en presidente van sentrale banke onder Suid-Afrika se presidentskap geopen. Dit vind in Kaapstad plaas.
So this meeting of the G20 finance ministers and governors, like those that have come before, does carry a really heavy and weighty responsibility. It needs to forge consensus on the actions that we must take collectively to build a global economy that is more resilient, more sustainable, as well as more equal.
En die wêreldgesprek oor biodiversiteit is in Rome hervat met finansiering geskille wat aandag geniet. Die samesprekings volg nadat vir Lydia se gesprek misluk het. Lande is onder druk om teen 2030 jaarliks byna 4 miljard rand op biodiversiteitspogings te bestee. Ek is Chanel September. Our top story at this hour, inflation has slightly increased for a third consecutive month.
Chanel, people on our WhatsApp line are asking if it's true.
What's true?
Eskom suspends load shedding.
Are they still being shed?
For now. It's like, you know when someone puts dot, dot, dot.
You know what I'm saying?
I actually just sent a WhatsApp
to be continued.
You know, it's month end and the business needs to pay invoices. So I just sent to one of my colleagues, I just sent him a message saying name. And then I said dot, dot, dot. The only thing you had to still put in there in that article is a dot, dot, dot. For now. Is it really?
They say so. I'm going to believe. I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt.
No. Yesterday at a meeting, I learned. I don't believe. I know.
Sure. That's strong.
Eskom suspends load shedding. For now.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.